This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, it is, Ron. The show Hughley is in the air as we speak. And I told Ron, I said, hey, man. He texted and said, hey, look, we got on a flight. We got on an earlier flight than we expected. We also got on an earlier connecting flight, so we're not going to get home at midnight. We'll get home a little bit earlier. I said, hey, brother, see, everything's working out for you. And now I'm assuming that plane got up out of that hurricane weather over in Turks and Caicos. I mean, but it sounds like everything is working out for Ron and Courtney. All joking aside, man, prayers up. That is some rough. I mean, it ain't nothing scarier in traveling than getting on a damn steel bird and flying into a hurricane. So I hope they... I think they're going through Atlanta. Delta took care of them. Delta, appreciate you taking care of my co-host. They're going to get them to Atlanta, and then they're going to jump on a plane and come to Houston. So Ron, the show, Hughley is out, but last I heard, he is alive, and he is in the air. Luke Morrow is in. You know Luke. He sits in all the time, all across the lineup here on Sports Radio 610. He's been in here several days with me over the last four or five work days anyway. Luke, good to have you once again, man. Is everything all right? Everything all right with you on your end?
Yeah. I mean, hey, it sounds like obviously it could be a lot worse. Nice to be sitting here in a studio instead of up in that plane dealing with whatever sort of turbulence they're dealing with, but glad they're able to get back here safely. So, no, everything's good over here on my end for sure.
I'm not going to let them hit you with that hating-ass Luke stuff, man. We can't start the show like that, man.
But it brings the fire.
I'm just letting you know I don't appreciate it. For what it's worth to you, I just don't appreciate them sticking that on you at 204. I don't appreciate
it. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of times people label you as a hater just when you speak the truth or when you're opinionated. So I think that's what happens a lot of times. But I don't mind the label.
Can I be honest? This is no jab at Reginald Atatula because he was one that just used it. But and I know that was just tongue in cheek. But the real like hater attack and like people using that, like when you're when you say, hey, I don't like something or I don't like this. Like when somebody's dead serious, I'm not about joking stuff, but when somebody's dead serious about all that guy's just a hater. No, I just don't. Somebody just doesn't like it, man.
Exactly.
Somebody just doesn't have the same opinions you got.
That's right.
It ain't got nothing to do. I mean, I've let somebody use the term hater in a conversation with me, and not even necessarily about me, but just in conversation. Hey, make me hotter than a firecracker.
Well, I'm like, macho.
I don't know why, but that one right there.
I'm with you.
That one right there rubs me the wrong way. I tell you what else rubs me the wrong damn way. Not Lopez and his team macho stuff. All of a sudden, he likes quarterback crying. But the Astros, and...
Well, this is not good.
What they've put on the field recently will make you cry. It'll piss you smooth off. The Astros, for the first time since 2005, first time the Astros have been shut out in three or four games since 2005. Happened in April of 2005. Now, it can't be too terribly bad because that team did end up in the World Series, as Tyler let me know. I did not recall the results. Tyler did. It broke his heart. They got swept by the White Sox in the World Series. But they did go to a World Series. So the sky is not falling. However, Luke, this is ugly. Lost to the Orioles 7-0. I was at that game, I believe. I think that was the one I was at, wasn't it, Tyler?
Yes, that was the one you took your mother to.
Was a hell of a deal. That's a way to get Linda back. Beat the Orioles 5-4 in extras, 12 innings the next night. And then they lost to the Orioles 12-0. And then last night, they lost to the Tigers 10-0.
Too many damn zeros, bro. Like, for real. Like what? What the hell?
Yeah, it's rough. It's a hard watch. Whoa. It's a hard watch as it's going on as well. The one thing I did not do is catch much of Spencer Arrighetti last night. 5 innings pitched, 7 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned runs, by the way, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, and he gave up 2 bombs. I know, Luke, that Spencer Arrighetti, somebody that we're all watching, but I know it's somebody that you've coined as one of the most, if not the most important guy returning off of injury from a starting pitcher perspective. Your thoughts on Spencer Arrighetti's third outing since returning?
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, still didn't have his command. The fastball was right over the plate, and his sweeper was sweeping out of the strike zone and non-competitive. Arrighetti is, I still believe, the most important of the returnees, but I never said this was going to work out, and it's why, leading up to the trade deadline, I spent all of July pleading for the Astros to add pitching because I think it's a fool's errand to count on these guys to come back, even Arrighetti, who made 2 starts and then missed 4 months, and expect him to give you big starts down the stretch, and expect Javier to come back after 16 months, and Luis Garcia after 27 months, and JP France after 15 months, and McCullers after all this stuff in the last 3 years, and expect them to give you good starts in some of the biggest games of the year. It's I think it's silly. They tried it with Verlander last year. It didn't work. The Dodgers tried it with Walker Buehler last year. It was a disaster. They moved on from him. Dustin May this year for the Dodgers. There's plenty of examples of expecting guys to come back from these injuries after long layoffs. It takes them a little while. So, no, Arrighetti was still not good last night. I still keep my fingers crossed that he will have the smoothest transition at some point than these other pitchers because it's the shortest amount of time on the shelf. But even at his ceiling for 2025, I don't know if that will still be good enough or competitive enough for the Astros to rely on these arms to try to go win in October.
Well, look, I agree wholeheartedly with you. I mean, when you flush it out and you talk about, there are several names, the Christian Javiers, hell, the Luis Garcias, the Lance, hell, all the guys that are returning from a starting pitching perspective have a better resume than Spencer Arrighetti. But what we've seen recently from Spencer Arrighetti, the track he was on last year, the little, how relatively speaking, he was out minimal time compared to those guys. Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty popular opinion that, hey, Spencer Arrighetti is the one that we can expect to make the smoothest transition if anybody's going to make one. And if you look back, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy and Luke, you'd be the one that I'd probably take a little criticism from. On this front, because you know what the hell's going on. I mean, I've watched Spencer Arrighetti in the Astros uniform, and I've been jacked. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought, hey, this guy's got a future here.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy's got staying power. This guy's got a chance to be not Hunter Brown and not Fromber, obviously. And hell, let's be honest, maybe not even a healthy Christian Javier with that nasty stuff he's got. But he's a guy that I always looked at as, yeah, this is a quality 3 or 4 starter in a rotation. At the very least, it's that. You know what I mean? And he was trending upward. So, yeah, I mean, all of that put together, I don't think it's crazy to think that, again, once you flush it out, that Spencer Arrighetti would be the guy that you would expect to contribute here down the stretch alongside Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. But here we are 3 starts into it, and it's been rough. Like we said yesterday, I think at some point in time, we're going to have to turn the page and go, okay, now you've ramped up. All right, you've been back for 3 weeks, been back for a month. Right. Okay, now we need you to turn the corner. Now, the other part of that is, and I think this is the more important part of what we're watching right now, we can understand why the starting pitching, like even Arrighetti and Christian Javier and these guys that are coming back, we can understand why the starting rotation, although it was really good in the first half of the season, with a bunch of guys that I'd never heard of, maybe you have, but I'd never heard of that were pitching for him. We can understand as these guys return, there's gonna be some lagging, there's gonna be some disappointing times, there's gonna be some inconsistency. These bats, I know we've had some injuries in this lineup too. We're missing Yordan Alvarez, and I get that. But hey, man. When you get shut out 3 of your last 4 games, and you can argue at a time, guys, when you need it the most. The Mariners, you still got a game and a half lead in the division on the Mariners, but the Mariners' schedule ticked up, your schedule ticked down. This was an opportunity for you to make a move, and somehow you've gone out and got swept 3 of the 4 games that you played. So
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
The bats are a major issue right now with the Astros. You look up. Correa had a hit last night. Urias had a hit. Altuve had a hit. And then Walker had 2. There was 5 total hits in the game. And if it wasn't on the heels of a 12-0 loss, you know, shutout loss to the Orioles to wrap up that last that homestand, then it may not be a big deal. But this is becoming a problem.
It sure is. I mean, this is just a bad team right now. In the month of August, they're bottom eight in the league in batting average and ERA. They're 14-21 in their last 35 games. And in this last week, I mean, this is worse than, like, we've seen from the Rockies this year. I think the Rockies haven't had as uncompetitive of a stretch as the Astros. This is worse than the White Sox. Pick your worst teams in the league this year. I don't know if they've had a stretch like this. This lineup hasn't scored now in 15 innings. I mean, we could go on and on with all the ugly numbers.
We suck.
That's the easier way to sum it up than anything I could tell you. And Joe Espada, by the way, was on the flagship today, and he said something about, when they asked him, he just said, to paraphrase, that's baseball. And he said something about some people want it more. The comments he made was almost like these guys have just checked out for the time being. And I know earlier Lopez was saying, watching them last night, it looked like just like mentally they just weren't in it. And that might be the most concerning part is, look, it's baseball. It's a long season. Everyone goes through slumps and everyone gets blown out and has bad games or bad weeks. But if it's that willy-nilly, like, yeah, they just don't seem to care, or the other team is more interested, especially when you talk about a first-place Tigers team last night, that's the more concerning part than just waiting for some of those bats to get hot again.
Well, look, I hate the excuse, and I don't like the manager. I don't like the manager saying that, but I will say this. For me, there's when you've got a whole lineup and you've got all your dudes, it's a long season. Now, all of a sudden, when you're having to depend on three of your five pitchers in the starter, guys that should never be starting a game for you this season in 2020, or you didn't expect to start a game in 2025, mm-hmm. when half of your lineup at times was Space Cowboys,
it's not ideal.
And you find a way to win, you get guys back in the lineup, boom, somebody goes out of the lineup. This has been a long ass season already for this Astros team. Now, that's not. I mean, I hate to even bring that up because I'm not making excuses, but the reality is what he said, this has been a longer than normal season. There's a reason why Joe Espada is up for manager of the year, or at least was. It was because the Astros and what they've had to deal with has been second to none when it comes to adversity and weathering a bad storm and taxing on the manager and everybody involved. And so I could see where these guys at this point are like, whew, damn, it's been a long season. But If you're gonna be a team that can be a serious player in October, then you've got to weather this storm and they got to get this thing back right. The Astros have had a hell of a rough stretch here of late with the bats and the bullpen, and then you obviously the obvious hiccups with the starting rotation as well. Anytime Chaz McCormick is on the bump in back-to-back games, and what is that? Is that three times in the last seven? Or is that three times
in the
last six?
I mean, he's becoming a regular out of the back end of the bullpen.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. I half-heartedly was joking about that yesterday, but this is getting plum-ass ridiculous. The Astros, see if they can't get this thing back on the right page. The bad news is game two against Detroit, they get Tarik Skubal, which is, I mean, he is the best pitcher in baseball, the best pitcher in the American League right now.
You want to know what the over-under is tonight for the Astros team total? It's a number I've never seen for them in this golden era run before. True statement.
2.5
2.5
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
And the odds aren't crazy.
I think the total for the actual game has been bet up, though. I mean, it's still low. It's like 7.5, whatever. So, I don't know. Maybe I think the Tigers are going to score some runs, I guess, tonight. You know, that's the thing. You have Hunter Brown on the mound tonight, who's supposed to be your stopper. Oh, he's man. Your ace. But then you look on the other side, it's like, oh, that's the one guy with the better ERA.
This is what the hell it's all about, Astros fans. I mean, look, I can put to bed what I've been watching in one outing tonight with Hunter Brown. This is what the hell you got a Hunter Brown for. This is what, to me, regular season baseball, it doesn't get any bigger than this. Again, you want to put all of the issues that you've had to bed, the rest of the starting rotation, the bullpen, the bats over the last whatever, however long you said it was, Luke, you want to put it to bed. Hunter Brown goes out there and throws a gem, and the Astros find a way in a nail biter to beat the best pitcher in the American League. That would be absolutely huge. When you look at their numbers, I mean, I know Hunter Brown had a rough stretch, but Hunter Brown is neck and neck with this cat. Numbers wise, this should be an absolute, I mean, appointment television, mm-hmm. must see TV. And this, to me, this is one of those defining moments for Hunter Brown. This is when Hunter Brown, and no offense, but like if this were Framber Valdez, I would expect the same things, but I wouldn't be as excited to watch it. Because maybe because I've seen it from Framber, but maybe because Framber just goes about his business different. This is the Hunter Brown, there's no doubt about it, he will be absolutely jacked out of his gourd from the Detroit area, right? Grew up watching his squad. And now you're up against one of the best that the American League can throw at you, and your team has been on a skid. This is why Hunter Brown, or this is when Hunter Brown for me is must-see TV. I am absolutely stoked about